so programmed, amen. We got to come in at a certain time, we got to leave at a certain time, and we expect a holy and a righteous God to meet with us on our terms. Boy, now, isn't that sad? Come on, talk to me a little bit. That's sad. You know, we have tried to program God in the time of the year 2015 to meet with us when we set a schedule to meet with Him. You'll find who really wants to meet God, they'll be out on a Friday night.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Amen. Oh, you might as well just go on knocking frowns off, because I can preach to you smiling, I can preach to you frowning, and if you frown, I'll preach that much harder.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Amen. Oh, that's just the way I is. What do you like it for language? Huh? Somebody say amen. Y'all come to the house to rejoice in the Lord. Brother James said it. Hey, the Bible said rejoice in the Lord, and that's your source of rejoicing. If you can rejoice in any other thing and claim to know Jesus Christ, something's wrong with you. He said always, didn't he? Is that what the Word of God says? Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 4. Is that what he said? He said always. He gives you your season. Hey, should there not a slack time in our life when we're not rejoicing over what God's done for us? And you know what? Old Paul knew that church here at Philippi wasn't going to get it. He knew we were going to be in the time we were, and they're not going to get it. So he told them again. He says it again. I say rejoice in the Lord. Amen. You want to know why he said that? He's stressing the importance. Three S words. Pick it up. Preach it. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen, it's good to be here. Thank you so much for letting me come this week. I know it's many preachers, as the great apostle Paul said. I realize and know without a shadow of a doubt I'm the least of them all. But you know something? I'm glad tonight I'm among the family. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm glad I know Jesus Christ is my Savior. I'm not out to please man. I'm not out to please you tonight. Amen. I don't preach for popularity. I preach for the power and anointing of God. Amen. I've learned something. Hey, look here. If you preach to preach man, that's all the rejoicing you got is man. I'm glad greater is He that lives in me than he that lives in the world. Somebody say amen, the house of God. You might as well take your shirt off and get comfortable. Say amen. Oh, look. All right, if you're in a hurry, I'll see you. Bye. Because I didn't come to the house to get out. I come to the house to get in. Amen. Oh, we appreciate y'all be with us. We set up an old gospel tent in Rocky Mount, Virginia next week. Y'all pray that, some people will come out, people will get saved. Amen. We're going to be up there preaching. We preach on Thursday night. Some other men of God's going to preach other times. We leave there, go to North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Don't ask me where I go after that. You'll have to ask my wife. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen, it don't do good to pray too far in ahead, because I'm looking for Jesus to come anytime. Amen. Oh, we don't want to get too far in front of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, He could come before we got out of here, and I wonder how you would fit in. Wow, isn't that a question? I wonder if you'd be on the shout side. I say this, and I do it sort of to bother the Baptist a little bit, and the reason I like to bother them, I is one. Say amen. I told them if we got in heaven and we all separate and the Baptist didn't shout, just put me with somebody else. Say amen. Just put me with the shouting crowd. Amen. I believe we're all going to be hollering, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. According to the Word of God, somebody says amen. Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you, Brother Donnie, for letting us come. What a blessing you and your people and the visitors been this week. Want to close it out, try to give you some encouragement. I know we've been preaching hard this week, trying to help you, encourage you to serve the Lord. But, hey, want to leave you with encouragement thought, being shown of God, led by the sweet Holy Ghost. Take your Bible. Got your Bible with you tonight? Y'all not never come to the house of God without your Bible. Amen. Y'all know the man standing behind the pulpits preaching from the divine Word of God. Hey, look, if you got anything besides the King James, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. Amen. I still believe that's the divine, inflammable Word of God. I believe that's the Word of God. Hey, we don't need nothing new. We just need to experiment some of the old. Jeremiah said, stick with the old paths. Amen. Can I tell you something? We're living in a time and a society. Hey, we've changed our preaching style. We've changed our meeting style. We've changed our church style. We've changed everything about what the old ones went to church years ago. Let me just chase a rabbit here before you get up. Amen. Say amen. I remember going to church with my grandmother, grandfather. Hey, when I was coming up, my daddy was mean as a rattlesnake. He's died and he's in heaven now. But daddy done a lot of things y'all not do. Hey, like you never had. Now, come on, shake it off. Come on. Bible said each and every one of us has sinned, fall short of the glory of God. He said, all our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. He said, there's not one righteous. No, not one. So you can just shake that mess off, okay? Hey, let me help you. Look here. Our appearance and the way we dress don't make us what we are. Somebody say amen. Oh, my daddy was mean as a rattlesnake. He got caught making liquor. Amen. So he had to go pull time. So I had to sort of cater under my grandfather, my grandmother. And my mother worked 10, 12 hours a day at Bass and Walker. Down at Bass. She worked down there for about 30-some years, Brother Donnie. And you know what? Used to be years ago. When it come time to get ready to go to church on Sunday morning. You know what we started doing on Saturday night? We were so poor, we didn't have one of them televisions. I didn't call it a television, I said a hellavision. It's rent to society that we're living in. Hey, let me help you with a seed of thought before we get into the message tonight. It's running so bad and had our approval to the day we got all kind of computerized. Do you know what? The government is watching you, the government is watching me, and anybody else is sitting there going like this right here. Somebody say amen. Government, hey, government's got control on you. They know exactly where you're at. You say that's technology. Well, you call it anything you want to. You see where you end up with it at if you're still on planet Earth. Oh, but on Saturday night, you know what we'd do? Hey, we didn't have, not have, Brother Bill, we didn't have one outfit we wore to church, amen? Hey, we wore that same outfit every Sunday, amen? Hey, look here for the old folks. It was bibbed overalls and a white shirt. For us, it was just what rags we had to put on. Somebody say amen. We didn't have a one pair of shoes wear to school, to wear anything else. And I'll be honest with you, I've cleaned mine. They had holes in them. Amen. That'd be that set of brogans that you went down, you slopped the hogs with. Hey, that'd be them that you went down to the cattle pasture and the ones you picked up the rocks out of the field. Hey, the one you got the firewood in with. I know you don't know nothing about that now because we passed all that. We got air conditioned. We got padded pews. We got lights inside the church. You don't know anything of the old style. Somebody say amen. How can I tell you? Hey, most of us want to forget it, but you know what? This is one preacher who wants to go back. Used to be some people would come to meeting. Used to be some people would support the man of God. Used to be some meeting had people who'd support the local church. You can't find that today. Somebody say amen. Oh, can I tell you what we'd do? Hey, mama would send us down there and we'd get a Brother Dwayne. We'd get a bucket of lard. We didn't have no shoe polish. We'd get a whole bucket of lard before we'd killed hogs. Brother James, and you know what we'd do? Hey, we'd take that lard and we'd shine up them old broken shoes. We'd get all the manure off of them. Well, isn't that something to say from the pulpit? Oh, it ought to be some worse of things than that said from the pulpit. Somebody say amen. Oh, but you know what? We got to start getting ready on Saturday night. And hey, we'd take an old lard, shine them old brogans up. And Lord, we'd do, we'd take old rags and hay, whatever we had to clean them up. Get them. Hey, flies would eat you up. Somebody say amen. Now, I'm going to tell you, because some of you already think I'm that way anyway, all right? I'll just go and put the icing on the cake. We used to go to a Pentecostal holiness church. Hallelujah! Yeah! Unto God! That's all right, brother. Somebody give you mouth to mouth. I'm not. Hallelujah! I'm telling you. Hey, look here. We used to go to the Pentecostal holiness church, and this is what they'd do. Hey, look here. Hey, Bible says laughter's like a good medicine. It's good for your soul. Somebody say amen. Hey, he said, let all things be done decent and in order. Amen. Hey, this thing ain't about jabbing you and smacking you and knocking you down all the time. Hey, the church ought to be a place that we could get in one accord. We could rejoice and be glad in the Lord. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen, we'd go up there, and it's the strangest thing, Brother Donnie. And I told my wife, my mother about it later, and my sisters when they got saved. Somebody say amen. Oh, let me tell you, I got saved as an independent fundamental Baptist. And brother, I'm going to tell you, Brother Dwayne, I got in this old King James Bible, and I'm telling you what, I was right, and the flipping world was wrong. Somebody say amen. I was hardcore. I went back up, slack up, a shut up. I hammered it day and night. Hey, my wife, sometimes I wonder if she didn't think I'd be better off unsaved. Oh, look at, hey, some things just need to be set in stone. Amen. Listen to me tonight. Hey, look at, without a shadow of a doubt, you know what? Hey, we would go to that church. We would go to that church, and you know what would happen, take place, Brother Dwayne? Hey, look here, doggonest thing ever seen. Hey, it was about seven of us. We was like stair steps, and I'll tell you this, you know what they'd do? They'd look at us, and they would say, sound and shut. I said, we ought to have been Baptists. Somebody say amen. But the adults would get up and run around and roll in the floor and act like a bunch of nuts. I ain't never in all my life ever seen anything like that. So you know what? After I got saved by the grace of God, hey, God allowed it. Was started using us. Hey, we founded and pastored this center at the Lord Baptist Church in Philadelphia, Virginia for about 8 years. My dear mother got saved. One of my sisters got saved. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. I said, Mama, I said, I'm going to tell a story on you. And I told on Mama right there in front of the whole congregation. I said, she used to backhand us, make us sign and shut. That's the reason I knew I need to be a Baptist. Shh. Say amen. Woo! We can do aerobics. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen. Hey, look here. They backhand us, make us sit up, and then hey, look here, they act like a bunch of nuts. Strangest thing I've ever seen in all my life. And you know what? Hey, look here, I found out something. Hey, the Holy Ghost of God get a hold of you. You won't act me so still either. Oh, you with me tonight? Say amen. Oh, listen tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. You don't look at your watch. It's about 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'll tell you what time it is. Amen. I don't have anywhere to go. Don't have anything to do. Hey, look here. I don't have to be at that tent at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm just as content as I can be right here. When you find your place, you stand. We'll read the reference. We'll read the Word of God, and we'll pray over the Word of God, and we'll break the bread of life tonight. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for supporting the meeting. Thank you for letting us come. Brother Dwayne, it's a pleasure. I enjoyed that meeting. I enjoyed that preaching, brother. Amen. We need more preachers who would stand on the truth like that and just let her go. You know, I was thinking when you was preaching, you preached the truth, but you preached it in an enjoyable way. You don't have to browbeat nobody. Somebody say amen. You don't have to do something in a rude way. Amen. You can deliver the word of God in a kind-hearted way. Somebody say amen. You there? 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. If you there, you say amen. I want to begin my reading in verse number 12. The Bible reads and states, it says, for we dare not make ourselves of number, nor compare ourselves with some who commend themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves. And to compare themselves among themselves are not wise. We will not boast of the things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed unto us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. Not boasting of things without our measures, that is, of other men's labor, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to the rule abundantly. To preach the gospels in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord hath commended. Father, Lord, in the name above every name, the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we bow before you tonight. God, we pray, Lord, would you open up the ears of heaven? Lord, as the psalmist prayed, and God, would you hear our prayer? And Lord, would you be willing once again to be faithful to our Lord, unworthy people? Lord, just old sinners saved by your grace. And God, would you allow the sweet Holy Ghost, Lord, tonight to move in this place? Lord, I pray that move in and out of each pew, touch each and every heart that's here. Lord, that we, Lord, could hear the word of God and, Lord, be encouraged by it. And Lord, we pray today, Lord, would you put Lord, would you put security around this place? Would you put your loving arms around it? God, would you protect the pulpit, help the man of God to the Lord, to give him unction, Lord, wisdom and knowledge, Lord, to break the bread of life. Lord, I pray tonight, if people in here lost, undone, not knowing your Savior, oh God, something to be said today, Lord, today, Lord, could realize that you truly are the way, the truth, and the life. And Lord, we, the sheep of thy pasture, God, would you feed us tonight? For Lord God, for we ask it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. When we pick up Paul's life here in 2 Corinthians, we know without a shadow of a doubt here that Paul's on his second missionary trip. Hey, Paul had been to Philippi, Thessalonica, hey, Berea, Athens, had a Mars Hill experience, and now he is at Corinth. Amen? Hey, Paul had got to Corinth, hey, look here, he had some trouble along his way as he has been traveling. Can I tell you something? When you read about the life of Paul and all the other disciples and the apostles that has surrendered to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, may I say it will not be without some bumps. Amen. Hey, you're going to have some bumps. You're going to have to go through some trials. You're going to have to go through a little tribulations. But may I say it's all good if you know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. He said you'd never be alone once you receive me as your Savior. He said, I moved in and you can't move me out. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Hey, Paul arrived in Corinth and Paul was looking for work. Hey, I still believe today it's good for a man to work. Like it or not, don't matter to me. I don't think we ought to munch off the government. I know people who needs it. I know people who worked and earned it. Hey, but we're living in a society today. Hey, they forgot what earning your living by the sweat of your brow truly means. Somebody say amen. Oh, the great apostle Paul, when he got to Corinth, he was looking for some work. Amazingly, when he got there, hey, look here, about 49 or 50 A.D., Claudius, he decided there was too many Jews in Rome, amen? And what he did, he dispersed it, or he released, or he let some of them go. May I say tonight that Claudius and Aquila and Priscilla was among that bunch that was leased. And you know, it's amazing that when you pick their life up, they at Corinth, amen? Oh, isn't it good to know that when Paul surrendered to serve God, hey, look here, regardless where he went, regardless what he did, hey, regardless what crossed his way, and God already foreknown, hey, the path that he was going to go, and he placed within his path everything that he needed, hey, look here, to make him successful in doing what God in heaven wanted to do. Can I tell you something? We cannot do what we do in the flesh and be pleasing to God. We've got to totally depend and trust God. We've got to get to the place that we understand this word of God and understand that the people who God allowed to pencil in this old King James Bible, hey, listen to me tonight, hey, the men that God used to pencil this thing in, hey, them too went through some trials and tribulation. If that wasn't being true, who would we depend on? Who would we trust in? Who would we allow? Hey, how we could take God at his own word? Hey, look how Paul is just surrendered to God. Hey, Paul's going through some hard times. I don't know what was going on with Paul. Hey, it does not indicate in the word of God. Only thing we know by his life is when he got to Corinth, Paul was looking for some work. But amazingly, God knew that he was going to be looking for the work before he ever got there. So Aquila and Priscilla was released from Rome, and they went to Corinth, and guess what they done? They started a business, and you know what that business was? That business was a tent-making business. Are you with me? Say amen. Hey, look here, God knowed exactly, hey, where his man was going. God knowed exactly where his child was going. God knowed the one who loved him and cared for him and was working for him. He knew where he was headed. Can I tell you something, child of God? Hey, listen to me. Well, you're not nowhere God don't know where you're at. Hey, you're not going through anything that God don't know what you're going through. Let me hit you with a seed of thought. God knows more about you and I, and we know about ourselves. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Hey, did you hear the testimony of the lady who was playing the piano? Hey, can I help you with a seed of thought? She said, I didn't get the man. Oh, I called him back and I didn't get the man. Oh, I don't know about you. JD might have got in a little flesh in. Somebody say amen. Amen. Ain't no need to look at me that way. You get in the flesh too. Yeah. Yeah. Don't think the man of God is so high that, hey, look here, he's so much above you. And he's so special. The only thing is, he's a sinner saved by God. Amen. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me and listen to me well tonight. Hey, look here. Hey, let me help you with a seed of thought. Hey, when Paul got there, hey, Paul was looking for work. And you know what Paul used to do? Paul was a tent maker. Oh, isn't it good to know that without a shadow of a doubt that God knew the need of Paul before Paul knew the need of himself? Can I help you with a seed of thought tonight? God knows what you need. God knows what I need. Oh, listen to me and listen to me well. Hey, God never fails. God's always on time. Hey, God can lift you up when you can't even lift yourself up. Oh, God knew where he was, man was. Oh, listen to me. Hey, when he got there, hey, he went to work. May I say without a shadow of a doubt, hey, for the next 18 months, Paul labored with Aquila and Priscilla. He lived with Aquila and Priscilla. And when he left 18 months later, he left. with Aquila and Priscilla. Oh, can I tell you something that ought to be an encouragement to you and ought to be encouraged to me? I don't know what the rest of this year's got laid up for you, Faith Baptist Church. I don't know what you got to go through. I don't know what God's got in store with you. But I'll tell you one thing. If you'll just trust Him, if you'll have faith in Him, you'll believe in Him, hey, there's a God in heaven who will take care of all your needs. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Oh, Paul, while he was in Corinth, he met some people called gainsayers. Y'all don't know what that is, do you? That's them people that talk about you. Don't look at me so strangely. Y'all look guilty. Somebody say amen. Can I help you with a seat of thought? Hey, Paul was there working. Hey, Paul was working in Corinth doing what God wanted him to do. And yet he was struggling when he got there. But yet God had contained him for the next 18 months according to the word of God. And can I tell you something? He never went without a meal. But yet while he was there doing what God wanted him to do, can I help you with a seat of thought? Hey, there was them people who thought Paul was a phony. Can I tell you something? Hey, can I tell you something tonight? Everybody's not going to approve of what you're doing for God. Oh, listen to me. Everybody don't even like your style. It's a lot of people don't care for me, but I'm so like Dwayne. I really don't give a flip. Somebody say amen. Hey, they didn't save me. They didn't pencil my name down in a Lamb book of life. Hey, they ain't stepping out on a cloud of glory. I mean, I'm telling you, hey, when Paul was serving God in Corinth, he met these people called gainsayers. Hey, they called him a phony. Hey, called him a false prophet. Hey, said he wasn't worth it. The air breeze. Can I tell you something, child of God? Hey, if you're doing anything for God, you're going to have to take a bold stand. You're going to have to get some skin that's tough. You're going to have to get some hands that's got some calluses on them. You're going to have to get to the place that you understand that you're not living for you and you're not living to please the world that's lost and undone and full of corruption and on their way to hell. Hey, we're living for a righteous and a holy Savior. And can I tell you something tonight? The only way we're going to do that, hey, look here. If ain't nobody saying nothing about you, you're probably not doing nothing. I'm going to tell you something. The lost people, they're going to talk about all of us. Somebody say amen. And the Christians are going to talk about the others too. Come on, talk to me a little bit. You know it's true. I know it's true. Bless God, I'm guilty. Am I the only one going to be honest in here tonight? I've said things about Christians and preachers I wish to God I never said. Some of them just hurt at me. They make me mad. Somebody say amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've never stood in the pulpit and said that. Hey, if you're going to tell it anywhere, you better tell the truth while you're up here. Somebody say amen. Hey, you know what? If you could get honest with yourself and admit to yourself, hey, without a shadow of a doubt, hey, really who you are and what you've done, hey, there's a God in heaven who can look over you and take care of you. But you know where we at in the ministry? Hey, we think that God don't know what we're doing. Can I tell you something? God's got an angel in heaven, and everything you think of, it's writing it down. Woo! And the Bible says man's going to answer for every word that proceedeth out of them. Somebody say amen. That's what the word of God says. Oh, here was Paul. And when he got to Corinth, the man of God serving God. Can I tell you something tonight? Hey, what we need to do is settle up. Settle up with this old King James Bible. Hey, stand on the truth. Stand on the righteousness of Jesus Christ and the cross of Calvary. And just go on. Just let them talk. I've learned something. You can't please everybody, Dwayne. You got this little clique over here. Oh, let me just chase it. You got this little clique of preachers over here, Brother James. And then you got this little clique of preachers over here. Am I telling the truth, Dwayne? That's what we're living in the society today. And every which one we yoke up to, man, every which one will pat us on the back and say, oh, son, you're doing a good job. Oh, I'm proud of you. I just love you. You hang in there. You keep doing this. I tell you. Ain't nobody listening to God. Nobody listening to God. Hey, they're trying to please man. And I figured out early in the ministry the way I preach that I wasn't going to make them all happy. Somebody say amen. I learned I wasn't going to make them happy, Dwayne. But I can tell you something. I'd rather have the touch of God. I'd rather have the power of God and the anointing of God on my life than every stinking Baptist preacher it is on planet Earth. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm not sold out to no preachers. Hey, look, I believe it alone. Somebody say amen. I'm going to leave you with some encouragement. I'm getting there. You with me? Say amen. I'm not selling out to preachers. You go to these stinking preachers' meetings. I don't know why I'm on them, but I'm on them. And you know what? It ain't nothing but a click. Y'all can not even go to them. All they do is yin-yang about everybody. Woo! Somebody say amen. I know you go to them. Are you with me? Say amen. Listen, old Paul, when he left with Aquila and Priscilla. But let me help you with something. Oh, it's what old Paul told that bunch of gainsayers in verse number 12. You with me? Say amen. Oh, listen, he said, for we dare not make ourselves a number, nor compare ourselves, but some commend themselves. But they measure themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. You know what old Paul said? You know what old Paul said? Paul said, I'm not comparing myself. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Greater is he that's in me and he that's in the world. He said, I'm not comparing myself. He says, I'm on Saul that got saved on that road to Damascus. He says, I've never got over that. He says, I've never got to the place, hey, that I lost touch with heaven. He said, I come to the place, hey, look here, that I love him, and I don't care what other men do. I don't care what other people say. He says, I'm in his thing for God. He says, I'm singled out. He says, I'm going to love Jesus Christ. I'm going to stay in touch with him. And he says, I'm going to love him. And he says, I'm going to serve him with all my heart, soul, and mind. Oh, can I get a witness in this place tonight? Somebody say amen. Oh, he said, I'm not going to compare myself. He said, I'm going to hang on, hey, to the promises of God. Oh, let me help you with a seed of thought. It's time that you and I, hey, look, we stop comparing things. Amen. We stop comparing nickels and noses. Hey, look, you stop comparing church and church. Hey, religion and religion. Hey, either you're in or you're out. Somebody say amen. Oh, Paul said, I got saved on that road to Damascus. He said, when I got up and old Ananias took him scales on my eyes. He said, I've never been the same. He said, I'm therefore a man being Christ. He's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. He says, I'm not comparing myself to anybody. He says, I'm going to be what God in heaven wants me to be. Can I encourage you something tonight? Can I encourage you tonight? Just be what God saved you to be. Just be who God wants you to be. I'm different. Woo! I'm so happy I'm different. Dwayne, you was talking about them people looking at you at Mickey D's or everywhere it is you sit at in Reedsville because you bought a little girl a biscuit. Oh, you ought to go with me sometime. You'd have a crew cut. Time you got through hanging around with J.D. a little bit. You'd be scratching your head. You'd be wondering, is J.D. saved? You reckon that old boy's all right? Do you reckon it's anything at all about him? It's got Christ in it. Because, see, just don't line up with somebody else's doctrines. Don't line up with somebody else's ways. Honey, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, Bible says, come out among me separate. When I got saved, I know what God done for me. Amen. Oh, Paul said, I'm not comparing myself. He said, on that road to Damascus, he said, I know what God done for me. He says, I never got over it. He said, it touched me so much, I sold my whole life. I surrendered to God 100%. And you know what we need? We just need some Christians tonight who would just sell out to God. Just be who God wants you to be. Be who God created you to be. Stop comparing yourself to somebody else. Hey, God, give us a measure of talent. And we use them talents for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, when I get to go in places, hey, look here, Donnie, I just don't know how to act. I'm the God. I don't care myself too civilized. Brother James, I is what I is. I ain't worried about what nobody else says. I don't give a flip. Hey, Jesus Christ is my judge. He's a righteous judge. I'm going to have me a good time. I'm going to shout. I'm going to rejoice. Honey, I don't have to go to hell. That's enough to make a Baptist shout. Somebody say amen. In the hands of God, I'm telling you, oh, you ought to go with me to Walmart. You go with me to Walmart. My little wife for 40 years, you're bragging about 42. Woo! Somebody say amen. See, didn't nobody in here catch that but me. Y'all don't give a flip how long he's been married. You don't probably don't care how long I've been married, but I'm going to tell you anyway. He did it. I'm going to do it. Somebody say amen. I'm going to tell you what. We go to Walmart.
We're going to Walmart, my pretty little wife. Hey, I'll meet somebody I know. As I told y'all the other night, I believe. Hey, look here, when I get in Walmart, hey, I always run across somebody I know. Amen. Hey, look here. If you show yourself friendly, hey, people will talk to you. Somebody say amen. Hey, walk around with your nose up in the air, act like you're better than you are. Hateful, mean, rude, unkind. Bless God, the devil ought not even talk to you. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Me and my little wife will walk in. Hey, I get to know somebody, brother. And I get to talking to somebody. You know what my wife will do? She'll leave me. Does yours ever do you like what? Huh? Let me pray for her. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Oh, listen to me now. Oh, we'll get in there under God. Hey, she'll run off and she'll leave me. Hey, leave me standing there holding the bag. And I'm going to talk to this guy. And I'm good at talking. I'm telling you, and all of a sudden, when I get to talking to that person, my wife's gone. She's gone. And look, I'm going to preach. That God's never called a woman. You preach to him when you get on. You tell him the Bible said. You say, how you know about that? I know how it works. Somebody say amen. I go down to there just a hollering for Debbie, Donnie. I'll go down to there just a holler. Hey, Debbie! Hey, Debbie! You say you won't. Go with me. Go with me. I'll show you. I'll embarrass you so much you'll want to crawl under a shelf. You know how y'all walk around. Carry yourself in a way and don't nobody want to talk to you. Nobody wants to have it. And you don't wonder why you've never led nobody to the Lord in the last few years or two. Check up. Stop comparing yourself. Stop trying to be like this one over here. Stop trying to be like this one over here. Just be who God saved you to be. Amen. Hey, get that word of God saturated in your mind. Hey, in your heart. Hey, and you don't care nothing else but about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's what Paul said. He said, all I know is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Oh, get the power and the anointing of God on you. Oh, get filled up with the word of God. Hey, get that desire. Get that unction. Amen. All that thing that makes you jump up and want to shout every once in a while. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. You'll be surprised, Brother Dwayne, how many Debbies it is in this world. I was just looking for that one. But you'll be surprised. You still got that track? Amen. Let me ask you, did you read it?
Yes, sir.
Woo! Somebody say amen. See, you proved my point tonight. You want to know how you proved my point? See, now I know she's saved. I believe in my heart. That woman, I don't know her from Adam. I've never seen her before in my life. I know she's Speedy Gonzales, and so is that one over there. Hey, they run wide open. Hey, they may be 60, they may be 70. I don't know, they may be a century. I don't know how old they are. But I'm going to tell you one thing. It's one thing I've learned about them. Bless God, they got a heavy foot. They got a motor that'll go, and all they know how to do is slam that sucker to the ground, and then you know what they'll do? Hey, they'll look at the officer, and they'll give them that little old pretty, helpless, grainy look. When the officer says, ma'am, can I see your driver's license? Yes, sir. Just shaking, putting on a show. Y'all women say amen. Y'all women know how you are. Amen. Hey, you get so feeble, but then when you get home, you'll bust your man because you got to. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me well. Look at this is what transpired. Hey, look at it. She told me out of her own mouth. Amen. Now, I tell you, she told me nothing. Hey, look here, she got to that cop-picking stop sign, and she run that stop sign. She run that stop sign. The Bible tells you and I to obey the laws of the land. Huh? Somebody say amen. Hey, if you got a ticket, you've sinned against God. Huh? Somebody say amen. Don't come here and tell me. But this is what she done. Oh, listen to me. This is what she done. Hey, she get ready to drive the line, and that officer asked her. He said, ma'am, did you see a stop sign? Said, nope. I would have never told him I didn't see that stop sign. I said, you have to excuse me, sir. I wasn't sure if it was one or not. I never told that officer I did not see that sign.
I couldn't see it for some people.
I know that. And that's what you told him. And then this is what she done. Let me tell you what she done. Don't you grin. You next. You next. It's Friday night, honey. I'm loading up. Hey, I'm out of here. I'm gone. He may not never call me. We may not see no other till we get to heaven. So big will it come. her, brother. She said, ma'am, you know how them grannies look at you. Said, ma'am. Said, you know what the speed limit is? Listen, I'm preaching. I know I'm meddling right now, but sit over and learn to be silent in church. It's in the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. Just be silent. Don't let me go looking in my Bible. And this is what she does. The officer asked her what the speed limit was. Now, under God, when dumb and dumber. Somebody say amen. Hey, you might as well go and smile. I'm over here. I'll spit all over you. Amen. Under God. I'm one of them spitting preachers. Amen. Amen. Unto God. I'm going to get at the glory. Where the glory comes out. Oh, this is what she looked at the officer's door. She says, no. I mean, my God, you done told him you didn't see the stop sign. Now you're telling him you don't know what the speed limit is. And then you know what the officer tells her? He says, ma'am, listen, I'm sorry, but I've got to give you a ticket. I've got to give you a ticket. And then look at, hey, grandma's look didn't work. But under God, the evidence of what she was comparing herself to, she said, no, I didn't see no stop sign. No, I didn't see no speed limit. No, I don't know nothing. I don't even know if this is a car. All I know, they showed me how to get in it, how to tie it up, how to put it in gear. And all I done was went down the street, and you pulled me over with the Kmart Blue Light Special. Somebody say amen. And you know what? He said, look. He said, just sign right here. Hey, be in court at this day. And he says, the judge is going to tell you. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. We have not. Oh, listen to me. We don't need to compare ourselves. We need to be just who we are. Somebody said, we need to rejoice. We need to be glad in the Lord. Hey, we need to rejoice in where we're at. Hey, with what we got. Be excited about what God's done in our life. Hey, just shake all the things of the world off and just serve God. We don't have time to compare things. We don't have time to compare things. Oh, listen to me. We're trying to sell them a bill of goods without Christ. You know what? I can't get to come to the churches. Brother Dwayne, you know what I can't get to come to the churches? I was a drunk. I was a dope man. I was a harlot. What are y'all looking at me anyway? Some of y'all, shake it off. Somebody say amen. Wasn't nothing good about me at all. I got saved July 23rd, 1997, about 16 minutes to 10 o'clock. Doing 8 balls of cocaine a day. Hey, look here. I didn't go to rehab. I just went to Jesus. Somebody say amen. I don't need a shrink tell another shrink how to do shrink things. Somebody say amen. That's God. Jesus Christ can take that mess away from him if you just surrender to him. You say, what happened? I don't know what happened. All I know is I done what that preacher told me to. Got up different when I went down. Now, I know some people saw a star, falling star, and they seen the moon move, and it's crossing the bridge. I ain't never put that in the Word of God. Somebody say amen. All I know is, hey, got under conviction. Hey, got my heart broken. Oh, preacher told me about bow, as Jesus Christ came to my heart. Hey, bless God, he'd save my soul from hell and unto God. You know what? It worked.
Amen.
Right. Yes, sir. Now, all them testimonies that people give and stand up and take 4 hours. Woo! You think about it. Jesus says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that what he said? Bless God, if I got saved that way, that's where you all got saved.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Oh, you know the same God I got to. But you know what? Hey, we ain't got time to compare things. Hey, we got to realize what God's already done for us. Hey, we need to be who we are. Hey, we need to be what God wants us to be. Hey, you got to be who you are. Listen to me. Hey, Paul said, I don't care what them gang says say. He said, I don't care what them people talk about me. He said, I don't care what they say about me, brother Wayne. He said, I'm just going to be what God wants me to be. And he says, I'm not going to compare myself to nobody. He says, I'm just going to be Paul and do all I can for God till he calls me home. Can I encourage you tonight, church? Hey, you and we need to sell out. Hey, we need to serve God with all heart, soul, and mind. Hey, you and I just need to be who we are. Somebody say amen. Oh, let me tell you something. Just because we don't dot all our I's and cross all our T's in the same place, that don't make no difference to God if you're in the will of God.
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you who I can't get to come to churches. I can't get the drunks to come. Drunks won't come to a Baptist church. I can't get the dope heads to come to the Baptist churches. The women that I know that don't do the things they ought to do, bless God, I can't get them to come to the Baptist church. You say you still know them? Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Honey, you listen to me. Don't you compare me. Don't you judge me too quickly. It'd do you good to go back to where you got saved at and figure out who you know and how many of them done died and went to hell. It'd do you good to uncover some stones and stop comparing yourself and look at what God's done for you and how God's brung you out and God set you free and God's cleaned you up and made you walk right, dress right, and do right. Can I help you with a seed of thought? You and I need to go back to that day. Oh, we got saved by the grace of God. Hey, look here, appreciate what God done for you and just stop and meditate just a little bit, Brother Don, on who was hanging around with, who was associated with. Hey, who was our friends in? You mean to tell me you didn't care enough about them to go tell them about Jesus? You know, you don't care nothing about old drunk and old dope head. Can I tell you something? You ever heard of Moses? One of the greatest men ever used in the word Old Testament. Have you ever heard of Moses? Say amen. Amen. He killed a man.
Right. Right.
You ever heard of David? You ever heard of David? Oh, the only thing you know about David is just right here. Oh, Bathsheba. You know about David. You know what? Because it's a sin part of it. That's all you know. Not only did he commit adultery, hey, he committed murder. Hey, she took her husband, put him on the front line, brother, had him killed. You know what God said about David? The one he danced for? Whoa! I know. We don't dance, I can tell you. It's God, you can't hardly move. Somebody say amen. Listen to me. Well, you know what God said about David? He said, he's a man after my own heart. That's exactly what the Word of God says. He says, a man after my own heart. Can I tell you something? God trying to give me and you a message through what's written in this King James Bible. Hey, look here, it ain't about what you are. It ain't about what you was. It's about what you are. Somebody say amen. And if you can stop and think about when you was lost and you was undone, as I heard a testimony about this young man right back here. Oh, how God saved his soul. How I got in church. I stood up here tonight and sung for the Lord. You know what that told me, Brother James? There's a man got saved by the grace of God. Hey, I don't know what he knows. Don't know what he don't know. But he's taking his talents and he's using them for God. It wasn't a performance. Hey, it wasn't styled out. It wasn't figured out. Bless God, he just got saved by God. Hey, he wouldn't compare himself to the professional. He just wanted to do something for God. And he knew he saw a soul. For God, can I tell you something? You just need to be who you are. Do what you can with what you got. Somebody say amen. Oh, let me get through this message and get you out of here. Some of you already yawning. Woo! I'm having me a time. Somebody say amen. Paul said, I'm not going to compare myself. He says, I'm not going to leave from the promises of God, the power of God, the protection, the provision, the path in the prison. He says, I'm going to hang with the one that loves me and leads me and listens to me and one day will lift me. Somebody say amen. Oh, I could have preached these points, but I got to chasing rabbits. Somebody say amen. Are y'all with me? Say amen. I'm going to go on. You ready? Hey, look at verse 13. I'm going to get you out of here. Hey, the Bible said, but old Paul talking, he said, but talking about them gainsayers. Y'all with me? Say amen. He said, but we will not boast of things without a measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed unto us, a measure to reach even unto you. I'm glad he come by me. Somebody say amen. Oh, for we reach, for we stress not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach unto you. For we are come as far as you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. Oh, Paul said, hey, I'm not going to compare myself, but you know what old Paul says right here in the Word of God? Paul says, I'm going to work my boundaries. That measurement in the Word of God simply means a boundary, just like the property you own, it's got a boundary. Hey, you got a map that tells you where your property lines are. And this is what Paul said. Paul said, God sent me to Corinth. I ain't worried about them gainsayers. He says, I'm not comparing myself. He says, I'm going to stay in Corinth. I'm going to work the measurements. I'm going to do what God told me to do. He says, I'm going to sell out to God. And can I help you with the seed of thought tonight? I don't care if you're from Faith. I don't care if you're from the Wayne Church. I don't care what church you are. If you're a member of that church, you get in that church. Stop comparing yourself and work the boundaries within inside of that church and just labor for God while you still can labor for God. Amen. Listen to me. Paul said, I'm going to work that measure that God told me to work. Somebody say amen. Can I help you with a seed of thought? You want to know why New Testament church is missing it? We're doing everything but working inside where we ought to be working. Oh, this ought to be your favorite place to come to. This ought to be your favorite place to rejoice. Ought to be when you come in here, y'all put a smile on your face of joy in your heart. Put a little skip in your step. Somebody say amen in the house of God. And let the Lord in heaven know that you come to worship Him. Get behind this man of God. Get behind his wife. And let help them as they work the vineyard for the Lord. And you need to support your pastor. You need to support your pastor's wife. And you need to love them. And you need to love the church. And if you can't do that, you need to find you another church. Running well now, ain't we? Somebody say amen. If you don't like him, and you don't like sitting under him, just go somewhere else. But get to the place that God can use you and work the boundaries to be a help. Hey, to be a helper inside the house of God. Oh, I cannot, and I told him, I believe it was just last night, the first thing that I ever got to do, Brother James, inside of a Baptist church. Dwayne was scrubbing the floors. Faithful for 2 years. Say amen, Debbie. Yeah. Because see, of my past, who I was. Hey, forgot that Paul was a murderer. Forgot about that, but he wrote 14 books in the New Testament. I'm not going to argue with you about the last one. That's just what I believe. Somebody say amen. Listen to me well. Hey, forgot Paul was a murderer. Hey, but God used him greatly in the teachings that we've got our doctrine from today. Somebody say amen. Oh, let me help you with a seed of thought. Hey, look here. I was old drunk. I was old dope head. I had to prove myself, Brother Donnie. I had to prove myself to that bunch of Baptists. And look here, that I was faithful. I'm going to be true. I was more faithful than the deacons. But yet they were want to run the church. Well, I'll leave it alone. Say amen. First thing I got to do was get on my knees, take a little brush, scrub the floor where everybody walked. First, am I telling the truth? Yeah. You know what I done? Brother Jane, soaked that brush. Me and old David Harbor, I'll never forget as long as I live. He went that way, I went this way. Somebody say amen. For the same cause, for the same reason, when I start scrubbing that floor, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, can I tell you something? Honey, it ain't about where you start. It's about where you finish. Oh, listen to me. If you'll work the boundaries of God, it's not about where you start at. And honey, I got something to tell you. If you don't start on these, you won't never get up here. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Oh, I got to run on. It's enough. Don't y'all look at your watch. Somebody say amen. I'm going to give you these points. You can put the meat on you, preach them, all right? God give them to me. I'm going to give them to you. You with me? Say amen. Look at verse 15. Bible says, but not boasting of things without a measure, that is in another manner. You know what Paul said? Hey, Paul said this right here. Hey, Paul said, hey, I don't want credit for what somebody else has done. Somebody say amen. Hey, I want credit for what JD's done, what God's allowed JD to do. That's what I want credit for. Amen. Hey, I don't want credit for what Brother Donnie's done. What belongs to him is his. Hey, it's going to be tried. Hey, we're going to find out if it's hay, hubble, and stubble, and straw. Hey, when we stand at the judgment seat of God, we're going to find out if it'll stand the fire of God. Somebody say amen. Hey, we're going to find out in that judgment seat in front of all of heaven. Hey, look here, what you've done for God. Hey, look here, if it was for God, if it was for self. Amen. You know what I'm finding is that in ministries, I travel up and down the road. Hey, people tell you they'll do a lot of things. Hey, but you know what I found out? Hey, they're not true. Let me help you with a seed of thought. Hey, you know what you say? You know what? When you put recording on your phone, it says, hello, this is so-and-so. I'm sorry I can't catch your call right now. But if you leave your name and number, hey, I'll call you back quick as I can. Hey, look, if you don't call them back, you're a liar. You might better take it off your phone if you're not going to call them back. Somebody say amen. I put on her, hello, this is J.D. Walker. Sorry, I can't catch your call. But if you like, you might be able to catch me at home. And I said, my home number is 2276, and that's all I'm giving you. You know who's going to be home? You know who's going to be home? And if they won't talk to her, they probably don't need to talk to me. Because see, we're in this thing together. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen, hey, just give me a home number. And that way, if it's anything to that judgment, she's got that. Somebody say amen. Oh!
Oh, let me go. Paul said, I don't want credit for another man's line of work. Are you listening to me? I'm going to give you these. We're going to go. Hey, but having hope. Hey, when your faith is increased, that it shall be enlarged by you according to the rule abundantly. Hey, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you and not to boast of another man's line of things that is made ready to hand. You know what Paul said? Hey, Paul said, I want to reach the finish line. He said, I just want to serve God. Hey, from now till I die. Can I tap you with a seed of thought tonight, church? You and I ought to be surrendered. We ought to be sold out. The only goal and ambition we got in our life ought to be to serve God with all our heart. Hey, look here. We ought to be thinking about the finish line. Honey, our brother Dwayne said something about this. About the homosexual crowd. Hey, the sodomites, as the word of God says. Hey, let me help you with a seed of thought tonight. Hey, look here. Hey, I don't hate them. I hate their sin. Somebody say amen. I got something to tell you. Hey, if you read the word of God, you'll find it in the King James Bible. You won't find it in the NIV. Somebody say amen. You'll find that Solomon Gomorrah had it made God sick and he destroyed it. I'm going to tell you something. Hey, with the sin realm that's going along in the United States of America today, hey, we're living in the end of time. But as I told you before, I'm not looking for a sign. I'm looking for a Savior. Amen. I'm looking for Jesus Christ to step out on the cloud of glory. I'm looking for the trump of God to shout. Hey, the dead in Christ to rise. And we that remain to be called up together to meet him in the air. And before we'll be forever and ever and ever and ever and ever in the presence of a holy and a righteous God. Oh, listen to me. I can't wait to get there. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Oh, I'm going to sit down at that Lamb's Supper and I'm going to eat chicken and chicken and chicken. Somebody say amen. Oh, you said, preacher, ain't going to be no chicken up there. You've been up there? You've been up there? I'll tell you what is up there. It's a tree. It's got 12 different fruits on it. You know why it's 12? It's 12 tribes of Israel. We are Gentiles. We've been grafted in. Somebody say amen. But you know what I believe? I believe that shout out one of them fruits tastes like chicken. You say, well, I don't believe it. I don't care what you believe. It don't make no difference to me what you believe. You're not going to steal my joy. You're not going to steal my thunder. Hey, I'm excited about God. Hey, we're going to leave here tonight. We're going to go up the road shouting the victory for Jesus Christ. Hey, can I tell you, we're going to get up by daylight in the morning. We're going to shove it on Gospel 10 and tell the world in Rocky Mountain, look to here, look to here, look to here. Somebody say amen. And our Christian flag in the United States of America flag going to be flying high. Somebody say him in the house of God. He give you these two. You preach them. Look at 17. He said, but he that glory, let him glory in the Lord. Paul says, I want to glory in God, the one who deserves it. Amen. He deserves our glory. Listen, let me give that last one. We're gone. It says, for not he that commended himself is approved, but whom the Lord commended. You know what Paul said? Paul said, I'm not going to compare myself. Paul said, I'm not going to compare myself. He says, all I want is God's approval on my life. That's what Paul said. See, Paul was up against it a little bit. See, Paul, life wasn't so easy in Corinth. Can I tell you something, church? Your life is not going to be easy right here in Ringo, Reedsville, Stewart. Wherever you live, your life is not going to be easy if you're serving Jesus Christ. It's not going to be easy in the time we're living. It's the end of time. It's the end of the days. Jesus Christ truly is coming. I know we've preached it. I know we've shouted about it. I know we've heard it till we're sick of it. But you better look up for your redemption draw of nigh. Listen to me. Hey, look here. He's a coming. He's a coming. He's a coming. And you know what we as the church need? Hey, I'll tell you what we need. Hey, we don't need to be comparing things. Would you agree with me? You know why a drunk's a drunk? Because he's lost. You don't really know the reason a harlot is a harlot? It's because they're lost. You want to know why a dope head is a dope head? Because they're lost. They just like you and I were one time. And we should not be comparing. Because God has been so good to us. Let me ask something. They sung a song. God has been good to me. Somebody say amen. Ain't God been good to you? God been good to you.
God been good to me. If it's anybody in this place tonight deserved hell, it was this man right here. I didn't deserve no grace. I didn't deserve no man. I didn't deserve to be going to heaven. Honey, it's nothing good about me whatsoever. Honey, I can shout. Hey, I can talk about Jesus all night long. I can witness. I can testify. I can knock on doors, Brother Dwayne. I'll tell you something, it ain't much I won't do. Somebody say, I'll go right up to the roughest part of town. Hey, pillow my head. Don't bother me a bit. Hey, well, you want to know why? Because that's where I was. I travel around this world by myself. He said, well, preacher, I don't know if I do that. Oh, God's with me. He knew where Paul was. He knows where JD's are going. But you know what we can't do? We can't compare ourselves. Can't compare ourselves. Do you know why that's so important? Because people's souls lie in the balance. Their soul lies in the balance. Somebody's watching you. You don't know it, but somebody's listening to you, just like you said a while ago, Brother Dwayne. I got to thinking about your message when I knew where God wanted me to go. I said, if there ever been a time this week they tied together, it was tonight. I may not deliver mine as good as you did, but I'll promise you this. You listen to me and you listen to me well. We're on the same track. Exactly. We're on the same track. And you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to encourage you not to compare yourself. Just accept yourself as who you are. What God made you to be. Use the talents that He gave you the talents. And just look for God's approval on your life. You know something? Let's think about that approval. We're going home. It's 9:02. Let's think about that approval. Has God been good to you? You think about where you were before God saved your soul from hell. You think about where you at, where your family's at, what the God of heaven has done for you. I don't know about you. I could shout all night long. Because you know something? When I got saved by the grace of God, I didn't even know what happened to me, Dwayne. I didn't even know what happened to me. People got all this junk they tell about. I don't know where it comes from, brother. But it sure didn't happen to this old dope head like that. It didn't happen to this old sinner like that. All I done was listen to a preacher. And let me tell you something. When I went down, I was lost and undone. I got up and saved and become a son of the King. Amen. Somebody say amen. And you know what I want to do? Hey, look here. I don't want to compare myself to somebody else. I don't want to compare myself to you. I got to be who God wants me to be. Let me ask you a question now. Is that who you want to be? Do you want to be who God wants you to be? Is that who you want to be? Can I help you tonight? You know what you need to do? You need to ask God to help you. Give you that touch. Move in your life. Give you that encouragement that you need. That touch of grace and peace that only God in heaven can give you. To get you to sell out for Him. Get up in the morning. Look here, just be who you are. Enjoy your day. Hey, be excited because God saved your soul. Put a smile on your face. Put some joy inside of your heart. Just walk around the house and shout for glory for God. You say, preacher, you don't do that. If you don't think I do that, just ask my wife. If it's anything we got to give shout, if it's anything we got to give praise for, we ought to praise God for saving our soul. Let me ask you something tonight. Isn't He worth thanking? Oh, everyone stand, every head out bound, every eye glow. Let me ask you something as the pianos come. Well, hey, look here. Tonight, would you take and be willing to step out from where you are? Would you be willing to come and gather around this altar? And would you say tonight, God, I want to thank you for saving my soul. God, I want to thank you for your love and your touch. I want to thank you so much that you allowed the sweet Holy Ghost to come by me. Oh, just step out. Come on, gather around this old altar tonight. Oh, let's pray. Let's ask God to give us some strength, some ability, some wisdom. Oh, listen tonight. Just step out and come on. Oh, God, just step out and come on and gather yourself around this altar. Oh, let's pray and ask God. Oh, not to let us compare ourselves. But we can have His approval on our life. Oh, come on, let's gather around this altar tonight. Oh, I believe tonight if you'd move for Him, He'd move for you. Listen to me. Listen to me tonight. There's a God in heaven who loves you and He cares for you. And oh, you know what? There's a God in heaven who wants to hear from you. And oh, God, He's awaiting. He's awaiting on you. your call. He's awaiting on your sound. He's awaiting on your voice. All to be lifted up and call upon the name above every name. Oh, listen to me tonight, church. Oh, I don't know about you, but I sure want God's approval on my life. Oh, I want God to not let me compare things. Oh, that I can serve Him in the boundaries that I need to serve Him. Oh, not boasting about what another man done. Oh, but what the mighty hand of God and the touch of God is doing in my life. Oh, listen to me, church. Oh, just pray and seek God's face. Oh, just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Oh, just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Oh, there's a God in heaven who loves you and careth for you. Oh, listen. He loves you tonight. You keep on a praying. You keep on a praying. You just keep on a praying. Pray as long as you want to pray. Oh, you just pray. Oh, you just pray. Oh, you just pray. Oh, you just pray tonight.